So Trent emails us, and he's starting recruit school this fall. And he said, I want to use some pointers from you guys on how to prepare, what to expect, and how to perform the best of my abilities. Hey, not all academies are created equal. That can change within a department over, you know, the staff changes out, the cadre changes out. But it can be different between departments. But I would say you can never go wrong by coming in the best shape possible. Don't worry about fire skills.
There's some constants, regardless of what, right? You're going to have a group of instructors. You're going to have other recruits with like varying degrees of experience. There's going to be some degree of discipline and expectations. So those are all things that you're going to have no matter what your academy is. And I agree with you. The best thing you can do for yourself, you're going to have enough to worry about. You're going to have so much to learn. You're going to have so much to deal with. If you can take out the fact that I'm exhausted and feel terrible and can't perform the physical tasks, that's just added stress you don't have to have.
Yeah, so you're going to have the books, right? You don't know what, for the most part, you might know what they're going to test on, right? They're going to ISTA or whatever. But you don't know what chapters are going to be assigned. So you really can't prepare, right? And they're going to give you time. You're going to study, you know, whether it's tests weekly or whatever. You have fire skills. They're going to teach you, right? But if you have to your point, if you have to every day stress about how tired you are and how exhausted you are, and you're the caboose on every train, you know, like you're just pulling up the end, you're the anchor, you create problems for yourself that are unnecessary, right? It's one thing you control going into academy is your fitness level. And if you're in shape, everything else is easier. It is.
So let's talk about that, right? So if you are a runner, you have phenomenal cardio, but you're weak as fuck, that's a problem.
Yeah,
you're
so well-rounded.
Totally.
Fitness, right?
So you have to, or if all you do is you go in and you lift weights and you might hit the Stairmaster every now and again, you're going to have an equally hard time. You have to have a nice balance between the two. If you've never worked out and you have felt like you were about to overheat, that's a blind spot. So next time you work out and it's in the middle of the summer, throw some sweatpants on and a sweatshirt. Yeah. And kind of get...
And do some high-intensity interval training.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's not brain surgery. It's try and replicate some of the situations you're going to be in when you're in academy. And you can't do everything, right? Like, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be stressed, and that's okay. No one is expecting you to be perfect. But if you can kind of come in a bit more prepared for that, I think that'll do you some good.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you can do on the front end. You know, that's all I really expected when I was an instructor. It's like, just show up relatively fit.
And I think...
Please don't show up 40 pounds overweight and then complain the first day when you can't do body weight stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a problem with that.
You know that you're going to have to climb stairs with weight. You know that you're going to have to drag things that are heavy, roughly, you know, probably more than you weigh. There's plenty of gyms out there that have sleds now that, you know, you can practice. Or get a buddy, get a partner. I know that I've always had access to a roster of people who were going to be in the academy together. If they live close, get together, you know, practice, work out together.
All right, so... His next point of what to expect, I would say what to expect is expect the unexpected. It's almost like prepare for the worst, right? Prepare for crazy instructors, prepare for the yeller, prepare for, you know, long days, prepare for wild goose chases during the day to do something that has no point.
Respect the process.
Just put your head down and get through it day to day.
Yeah.
Don't try to be somebody else. You know, don't force yourself to be the leader of the recruit class. You know?
Yeah, you know those guys. I mean, and I say this even when, like, hey, you're going to go to this new station for the first time. Sit back, let everybody expose who they are, and then you can start to add in a bit more of your personality. But
you don't need to prove yourself in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Even like, the first 2 weeks, yeah, 3 weeks. Just, like,
but have your A game.
Yeah.
And it will rise to the top over 14 to 16 weeks or however long it is.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it could be anything. Like I said, it's from department to department. Your academy could be vastly different than somebody else's, and yet you still have the same badge. Hopefully, if wherever you're going, I mean, hopefully you get something that you've earned. I think that's honestly the most important thing. I mean, an easy academy only sets you up for a rude awakening. Hard career. Yeah.
Besides being physically fit, I think coming in with the right attitude is probably the second most important piece of that puzzle. And one thing that I wish I would have known, been through a lot of academies, and one thing I wish I would have known was how to respect the process and understand what's happening. Great example. You are told to take all of this gear, bring it up to the top of the training tower, and then bring it back down.
Seems pointless, right?
You're like, what is Why? Going on? Why?
Are they bored?
Totally. And you're absolutely in the middle of it. And then they say, all right, we're going to go for a run right now. Okay. So just broke everything you're trying to build.
So now you're just messing with us.
Okay. So now you're going for a run and they don't tell you how long it's going to be. You don't know how many laps you're going to do. No one's saying shit. The instructors aren't saying anything. And
sounds a lot like a high rise on a fourth.
Yeah, so
floor.
I think what I wish I would have known was, like, respect the process. That these instructors are trying to... Now, granted, there are going to be some shitty instructors out there who are going to try and treat this like buds and, you know, bury you for no reason, but I think those are rare. What you've been listening to is a podcast from our Patreon. If you like this content, want some more, check us out at the-standard.us and hit the Patreon.
Gravitate towards the instructors that are in gear suffering with you.
Yeah.
Or in the gym doing PT with you. Those are the guys that you want to be around. Those are the guys that you start trusting. The ones that aren't, you listen to the words, meet the requests, but that's about as far as that goes. And that's a fact.
Yeah. But when you are going through these days and you are getting frustrated with how it's going, the way that you are being instructed, you think things are pointless, try and remember that these people that got together this morning came out here with a plan. You don't know it. That's okay. Just take whatever task you're given and give it your all.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that too is, if you want to be someone within the group, be the guy that is the calm one. Be the guy that doesn't let things get out of hand. Calm is contagious. So be the one saying, guys, it's all right. Just get through it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that keeps everybody, you know, moving towards the right goal, you know, because a more tight-knit recruit class is going to be more successful altogether, right? You know, you got to have each other's back, you know?
And, you know, people in the stations know about you way before you even get to their house.
Yeah, which is good and bad, you know? Which is, that's probably a whole nother episode, but...
It's just part of the game. It's unfortunate, but...
If you come out with somewhat bad reputation, then it's just, you just have to... The way to combat that is just go into the first station, prove them wrong. Everywhere you go, you just do your thing.
Yeah.
And it changes. It goes away. You know, if in fact it's a misrepresentation of who you really are.
It's a motivator to do well in the academy, though. At least was for me, because you know that it's much harder to come back from a bad reputation than it is to spoil a good one.
Yeah, and along those same lines is, people are trying to get to know you, right? Whether it's other recruits or whether it's the cadre, you know. But just let other people tell your story.
Yeah.
You know, don't be spitting off your resume to everybody else.
If you have to tell someone you're a stud, you didn't do a very good job.
Just be a stud then.
Yeah.
You know, they'll see.
Yeah. I think some other things that are important throughout the academy is taking care of the recovery when you get it. If it's middle of the week, don't be going out drinking, you know, kind of treat yourself like an athlete for however many months you're going to be in the academy. It's just going to make, you know, what, 16, 18 weeks, those towards the end get pretty long.
Yep.
And if you don't, you know, take care of your body, I think you're going to break down and you're going to have a rougher time performing.
Yeah, 100%.
The weekends, hey, the weekends are yours, but, you know, just remember.
But you should be using those weekends to prepare for Monday, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a short little snapshot of your life, and it's okay to say no to your friends when they want to go get after it on Sundays and, you know, just be.
Enjoy the football game, but go home after the football game, you know?
Yeah, early.
Watch the 11 a.m. game.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck, man. Let us know how it goes.